Hello, hello. I am celebrity marketing expert Lori Levine.
Hey now, I'm digital content creator Lisa Levitt.
We are diehard Howard Stern Show listeners looking to connect with other female superfans, and this is the Paw Paw Podcast.
Hey now, welcome to part two of Summertime of the Paw Paw Podcast. As a quick recap, part one was out earlier in the week, and it was all about our love of Stern Show Summer School and the awesome job Rasan has been doing as host. So part two, we'll continue that conversation as well with our special guest, Dr. Bonnie Minkus-Holmes, up next.
You know, if we're going to talk all about summer school, I feel like it makes sense that our guest today happens to be a professor and a PhD. So why don't we bring her in and see what's going on with that, shall we?
For sure.
Okay, yeah. Great. So we are back, guys, with another female superfan. Hi there, Dr. Bonnie Minkus-Holmes.
Hi. How are you? So happy to be here. Hey now.
Just so everyone knows. Tell me if I'm wrong. We've done some research. You are a PhD, Doctor of Philosophy in Language, Literacy, and Sociocultural Studies?
Yes.
Okay. A Chicago native?
Yes.
Starburst.
Currently living in New Mexico?
Yes.
By way of New York and Tokyo?
Yes. And
okay.
Yes.
And a Howard fan since the late 80s?
Oh, Stern is the man.
But
yes.
Do you still have a lifetime subscription?
Yes, I do. So when Howard was moving to Sirius, they offered this special lifetime subscription. It was $300 upfront.
It was $399 with the purchase of a radio.
Yes. And everyone thought I was crazy. They were like, what is this satellite radio? Like, why are you going to spend that much money? And I'm like, it's Howard. Like, I need to guarantee that I can listen to him and I believe in this. So yes, I still have my lifetime subscription.
Is it the little desktop radio or is it like the boombox radio?
It was like the one that you had to put like the thing outside. It had like the little.
It has a little wire.
Yes. That is like, it's nowhere. Like we don't use it, like listen to it, obviously. But just because I love my Howard, but it's in every car. Well, I'm always calling Sirius like with weird questions. Like one, why is Hanukkah radio just during Hanukkah? I want to have it before so I can get in the spirit.
That's nice.
So
Lashana Tova. Okay.
So I coupled like, well, I have this lifetime subscription. Just can you transfer it to my car?
Bonnie, why do you listen to Howard? So, you know, in your experience, you know, obviously you're a long time listener.
Long time.
What got you into Howard and what does Howard mean to you?
So I first started listening back in the late 80s in Chicago. And a lot of times it was in the car with my dad, like going into like when he was like going to work or if we were going somewhere. Mm-hmm. And we were kind of a Steve Dahl, Gary Meyer family.
Yeah.
And loved my Steve Dahl, but there was something about Howard
I don't know what that means.
Oh, Steve Dahl and Gary Meyer, they were like the big Chicago people before like Mancow and all those people.
Oh, okay.
So Steve Dahl was like his big claim to fame was he ordered Taco Bell to the hostages in Iran. Or Kentucky Fried Chicken for this. He like did something with them. And then he had a disco demolition where they destroyed albums at Comiskey Park.
Oh, that. Yes. Yeah, that I remember. We've seen the footage before.
Yeah. So, but there was something about Howard that it wasn't mean. Like it wasn't. And I immediately like got the humor. And yes, I was like in high school and it was kind of like, this guy's kind of like saying bad things. And it's like, oh, he's like,
well, is it bad or is it naughty?
It's like naughty, not
or,
bad.
Or was, just risky. Like he's willing to say what everyone was thinking.
Yes. That's what it was. And I related so much to him and I just loved the show. And it always seemed like when I think back of my, like listening to Howard, it just goes through like cycles and like you can remember like really important events going on and like what happened at Howard. And I know it seems like ridiculous, but it's like I think of them as like my family.
Ridiculous to who? We literally host a podcast specifically about.
And I talk about them fans. Like they're my family.
Yeah.
Like I would have when the technology got there and you could set your alarm for a radio to go off.
Yes.
So Howard Stern would be on and I would be half waking up and I'd be on the show in my dream, like my waking dream. And I'd be such a good guest. And me and Robin were like getting along and I'm talking with Fred and back in the day, Jackie. But I feel like they're just such a part of like my whole growing up and even through like difficult times and like especially like 9/11, I was living in New York City and it was like Howard was the first thing I listened to. Like, what, is Howard okay? Is everyone okay?
Well, we knew that because he wouldn't go off the air. Is everyone there?
I know. Mm-hmm. And it was just for me and some of those moments are just so funny. Like that Corey Feldman, like the What's Up With The Youth Today. I think it was like a night that dance and Howard with like the bald head. Like there's certain things no matter like what's going on.
Wait, so did you ever see the Channel 9 show?
Yes.
WOR?
Yes. Okay. Like when things are going on, especially like bad things and like you're in a bad mood. And I just, some like the Gary tape. And
right now I feel my professional life is like at a 9.
Oh my God, I loved Riley Martin so much.
You're playing so much.
I know, the Biavians.
Oh my God, yes. I listened yesterday to Riley Martin's first ever interview. And I love when Howard's interviewing someone and then he puts them on, like basically he puts himself on mute and they're mm-hmm. continuing to talk.
Yes.
And then he's having a full blown conversation.
Can you believe this guy? He's asking for a raise. Yeah.
Like he can schedule Enron or like the, they would, the symbols, the Biavian.
Yeah, he did. The symbols were merch. They were early day merch. And even Howard didn't have merch back then.
They were like early NFTs.
Yes. Well, I know we talked about you're a Chicago native by way of now New Mexico, New York, but we didn't really get into the Tokyo. So you just moved to Asia? Can you speak the language? Who goes there? Did you need an interpreter? What happened?
So
did you get Howard? Did you have to live without Howard in Asia?
No, I still got Howard. I didn't get Howard. I mean, there wasn't the technology, mm-hmm. but I had friends and my younger brother would record on cassette tapes.
Oh, it was back then.
And send me the tapes to listen to. And I just graduated from college, DePaul, Chicago. And I remember thinking, my dad was like, what are you going to do with your life? And I had taken Japanese in college. And so I'm like, I'll go get a master's in Japanese and move there, live there.
Oh my God, that is so impressive.
And I loved it. I still would listen to my Howard because I had my little cassette tapes that people were sending me of my Howard. Or if we were really being, I think someone actually sent me on like on a CD-ROM actually once.
Ooh.
Like a CD of it.
Yeah.
But loved it. Was really into like the music scene there and just really fun. And
are you still fluent in Japanese? Like, could you be a translator? Like, do they need a lot of Japanese translators in New Mexico?
Could you have a conversation with George Takei in Japan?
I could.
Oh my God. Amazing.
I could. Tsunami. Tsunami.
Yes, I know. We know tsunami and guacamole. But
yeah,
guacamole. Oh, okay. George was the Grand Marshal of the Japan Day Parade.
Hello,
and he
hello.
Kept saying two things. He kept saying, live long and prosper. Mm-hmm. Let me get this going. Live long and prosper. And then he said, it's a great day for a parade. Live long and prosper. Can you say it's a great day for a parade in Japanese?
I can try and do it in the George Takei voice too.
Oh, nice. Oh, this is going to be big. George, it's George Takei, by the way. I was the dummy that was saying Takei. George Takei.
George Takei.
George Takei, this one's for you.
Yes. Kyo wa ii hi tomodachi to arukimasu.
Live long and prosper.
Oh, you're the best.
That was amazing. Okay.
Remember, the majority of people probably had no idea about internment camps until Howard had George take
him. Oh, 100%. 100%. And it is important. And it looks like he's bringing
Allegiant
show. Allegiant's going to, it's going to London.
Gary's, see, there's Gary's box set.
Let me tell you something about that box set. We had a big debate about that box set because I was really upset with Gary because for two reasons. One, I was like, listen, you don't give Both a joke present. Like, that's just crappy. And I run a company. I have staff. If they gave me a joke gift, I'd be like, why'd you waste your money? Give me nothing. Yeah.
Little notes for me. Make sure not to give Lori a joke gift.
Yeah, Lisa's like, okay, please, put away the
record. For the record, you and I are partners and we don't make a penny off this thing. So we're good. But like, I just don't, like, I didn't get it. And I was so pissed off about it. And then the other thing is, I was like, why are you making George the butt of your joke? Like, I just was not okay with it. Like, can you dispel the myths? Can you give us an understanding in your own, I mean, really, you know, because you're such a smart doctor, I am curious why you think that there is such a discrepancy between the people, some people who listen and others, because I think it's interesting that people in all kinds of socioeconomic backgrounds are all listening and connecting on the same level. I mean, I remember going, I was at the Kentucky Derby and we were out and I met these guys from Long Island. I'm from Long Island. So originally, and you know, you meet these guys and they're like, yo, my God, you listen to Howard? And I'm like, oh my God. And like, all I have to hear is someone even saying something remote. And I'm like, ooh, the animals are here.
Yes.
You know, like, and then you're just like Baba Booey. And they're like, no way. And to me, I like, that's when I realized like, they're not bad folk. If they listen to Howard and we can connect on that level, like I'm safe, I'm good.
That I feel the same way. Okay. For me, like you're saying, a lot of people have this misconception that the typical Howard fan is, like you said, like Rooster, or it's like some like not very intelligent girl.
Or one of the Whack Packers.
Or oh, yeah. Or I a mean, whack.
Backwards, I call it. Like,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Good point. Yeah, backwards. It's a much like nicer that. Way of saying
much nicer
trash.
Way.
Agreed. Backwards. But the thing is, like, that's the reason why Lisa and I wanted to do the Papa. Because we're like, no, we are smart, we're educated, we're successful people. We want to find more Dr. Bonnies.
I guess for me, it was, he's really just kind of pokes fun at society. And he's like such a good satirist. And it's just, if you don't get it, then yes. You'll think he's raunchy. He's inappropriate. He's being like, he's not being like lifting women up but if you really listen to him, I mean, he has normalized things. Like, I mean, as like a yuck in high school, I mean, back in like the 80s, I'm sure there was gay marriage or some and things, but it wasn't front and center. But the way when he talked about it, it was kind of like, yeah. Why should that matter? It doesn't affect me.
But he also normalized things that everyone was afraid to talk about. He normalized stuttering. He was like, look, if you're going to stutter, we're going to make fun of it. And we love you anyway. When you find a person who is interviewing Tan Mom, just as, you know, he's so into those interviews or hookers or this or that, every single thing is the same as how he's sitting down with Dave Grohl or Mick Jagger or you know, or Lady Gaga or Cardi B or Paul McCartney. And he pays deference to everyone in the same way.
Yes.
That's why it really burns my ass that people are like, oh, he's so gross. And my husband loves Howard, but he doesn't like poop. He doesn't want to talk about poop. He doesn't want to hear about poop. But I'm like, the poop is just, it's a through line. It's just, you know, you're getting to the other side of something, I guess. Poop.
Yeah. I draw the line at Jeff, the vomit guy.
Oh, like when, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I have to turn off.
100%.
Turn it off when he's on.
For me, so for Bonnie, like, I'll pretty much listen to everything. Do I love everything? No, but that's Howard says. If there's something that's on, the great thing with Sirius is you change the channel, you come
change
back
the
to
channel.
Me. But
well,
so
the great thing about Sirius is that when you're on the app, you can fast forward and
exactly,
rewind.
Exactly, or you can skip. So where I draw the line is Debbie. Debbie.
Oh my gosh.
Anytime Debbie's on.
Okay.
Okay. So like I'll
with
listen.
High pitch Eric, that one. Eric. I'm not sure. I no. had to like fast forward through some of those.
100%.
No. Yeah.
It was a lot.
Yeah. But even like you said, he approaches that interview with high pitch Eric and asks questions and is interested. Like
probing
he is, like
questions.
You said, yeah. with Paul McCartney, with other people.
Yes.
He never makes someone feel less than. Beetlejuice, you think he's a... Yes.
Does she hear you ever talk about Howard or does she know who Howard is?
Oh, she knows who Howard is and she knows my love of Howard.
Get her over here.
Tess, they want you on the podcast. Do you mind being on the podcast?
Do you mind?
I don't mind. Okay, let me get the headphones on her.
What? I didn't know you had Miss America Supermodel.
I didn't realize that your mom
Hello.
Had a princess for a daughter. Hi. Hello, Tess.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
I'm Lori.
Hi, nice to meet you, Lori.
Nice to meet you.
I'm Lisa. Nice to meet you.
Hi, Lisa. Nice to meet you too.
Hey, now. Tess,
do you know who Howard is? If I say who's Howard?
Kind of.
Do you feel like he's your Uncle Howard because you hear him so often on the radio?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how much do you know about Howard and how much do you know about how much mommy loves Howard?
She loves her a lot.
She loves Howard a lot. Have you known who Howard was? Like, do you remember a time when you didn't know who Howard was in your 8 years of life? Are you like, Howard is like, I always knew who Howard was.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear Howard on the radio, is there anything that like makes you laugh, giggle?
No.
You're just
when you hear Howard, are you like, mommy, I don't want to hear Howard.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thanks, Tess. This was really fun.
You're welcome.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye, buddy.
She's so cute.
She's like, yeah, I know who Howard is.
I know who Howard is. I hear him a lot. Yeah. So quick question. So we talked about, who, what we love to listen to, what we love about Howard, what we don't. So for me, like hard pass is Debbie. So who's your favorite staffer and who's your least favorite staffer? If you have one.
Favorite's easy. Just grab one.
If you had to go to dinner. You were talking about this theme of spoon. Who would be your
Who would be my dinner?
You can choose more than one.
Yeah,
we've done this. We played this game before.
Okay, so if I had to like go to dinner, I would definitely Gary.
Okay,
definitely Gary. Love JD.
JD. I know. Us too. He's on our list every time. JD.
So Gary, JD. Like that's consistent. Like for the long. Like
great.
Sal is like slowly, like I was like not, like Sal was not my favorite for a while. Mm-hmm. And then Sal slowly.
Benji.
He has a King Charles Spaniel too, like me. So I do
chicken.
Like.
Chicken.
I know chicken.
We feel like there might be an evolution with Benji. We feel like maybe Benji's okay because A, he keeps chicken alive and chicken seems mm-hmm. like he's very, you know.
Well taken
happy,
care of.
Happy, well yeah. taken
and
care
And he's
of.
Looking for love.
We think he might be in a relationship. We're pretty mm-hmm. sure that that's happening. Could be wrong.
That'd be good. But I think it would be Gary, JD, mm-hmm. probably those. Love that's my right. friend too, but Gary yeah. and JD.
So who's your least favorite?
It's not that I don't like him, but Mehmet kind of like... He's a member. He's a bad cowboy. No, he's a good cowboy. He's a bad
cowboy.
Mehmet kind of gets on my nerves at times.
Into Mehmet. So here's Mehmet. My thing about Mehmet. So I think that Mehmet is, I think he's really good at his job.
Like, yes.
I think that he has stepped up in a way now that Shuli is not there.
Mm-hmm.
Mehmet and Wolfie seem to be, you know, in that kind
yeah.
of thing together, right?
Wranglers embedded.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I think that Mehmet is doing an excellent job on Embedded. He did Embedded with Ronnie in
that was great.
LA. Classic. Amazing. At getting high at the playground and Mehmet going, maybe we shouldn't. And Mehmet suggesting maybe we shouldn't stand 3 feet away from the kids. That was incredible. Mehmet and George and Brad, genius.
Mm-hmm.
But there is this one thing about Mamet that I believe that I'm keyed into, and I'll explain why. I used to be the booker at Conan, and I never felt fully 100% appreciated. Mm-hmm. You know, I felt like I was coming in to take over for someone who then never came back to the job. I was just supposed to be a maternity thing. And then I just was there for years. So I never felt like I was necessarily chosen. And so I think that Mamet also has this thing where he's paranoid.
Yeah.
You know, where he doesn't 100% believe that people are on his side and rooting for him, you know? And you know, that is just,
and I want to be a cool guy.
I'm a cowboy
in an ocean of full of haters.
Yeah.
But there's a piece of me that like gets it. Like I feel bad. Like I wish that he felt back in the day, like, you know, everyone is, you know, gunning for me. He, like, his paranoia was feeding into the idea that like people don't like him, but it's like, no, Mamet, we like you. You just be insane. Like,
and then he would get so defensive about it.
Yes. Well, that's the thing.
Because like the IQ test and
yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then that idea he had for like, remember when Howard said, okay, what's your idea?
You mean the Super Bowl ad?
Yeah.
He wanted the to Super Bowl have ad. Howard ejaculating into Times Square. You mean that idea?
Yeah.
For his book. Yeah.
And he gets defensive.
Oh,
over
sorry
the
for
thing.
The book, not for Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Agreed. And by the way, he won the IQ challenge.
I know.
Let's remember that he's like, if I don't win, it's going to be fixed, because he believes that everyone was rooting against him.
Mm-hmm. And the hottest staffer, I think, was another one too. Steve Nowicki.
Steve Nowicki won that.
Oh, okay.
Because I think Robin had one of like the final votes, and she voted for Steve Nowicki.
Yeah.
Who builds guitars.
Yeah. He does. We follow models. Him.
Yeah.
He does a good job. He does an excellent job.
Do you follow any of them on Instagram or social media or anything like that?
JD, which he posted today about the
baseball cards in the top.
I saw that.
Yeah. He was at the convention. Yep.
And JD, Jason, who I'm just like so happy he's getting his health together.
Mm-hmm. He is. He almost exclusively posts about barbecue.
I know, but it's funny. He said he likes it's like more enjoyable to make it than eat it.
I like just serving people. I like making it, watching other people eat
it. Yeah. The journey of making the food, the experience.
Remember when he said that he would eat Jeff the Drunk's arm?
Oh my God. Yes. I think he would have. I think he was thinking he would smoke it and then.
Oh my Lord.
He was going to smoke it in a smoker. Then it was going to be like, you know, a long thing. Yeah. And he said he would taste it.
Yeah. So I follow him. Mm-hmm. Mamet. Sal. Do I follow? I think I follow Richard. Richard doesn't post that much.
Steve Nowicki. So
yeah, Steve Nowicki.
Guitar. What about John? So
John Hine. Did you see the picture of him and his wife yesterday?
She's so tiny.
So tiny. So tiny.
Like she's like this little.
I know.
So petite.
What about, you don't follow Jonathan Blitt? He's got the best one.
I re-listened back to the one where he proposed to JD on the plane. Yep. Oh my God. I like one of that's like, Howard's like the only person who like, I actually have to pull over. I'm laughing so hard.
Yeah.
Well, people say that all the time when he's calling in, and I do genuinely think they do. And he doesn't believe them. He's like, oh yeah, pulling over.
No, he doesn't believe it.
Oh no. There are times that I used to not get out of the car. I'm like, I can't
believe the Millie Bobby Brown agent.
Oh.
Like I've had to pull over.
Like, I love when he does that agent. Oh my God. Oh my God. But he's not only Millie Bobby Brown's agent.
I know.
He's the Khaleesi's agent.
Yeah, the Khaleesi's agent.
Do your students know?
I'll mention something about Howard and they'll be like, oh, he's still on?
Oh.
And that's the same reaction.
Story. How dare you?
How dare
and
you?
And I'm like, what? I mean, I was so ridiculous that we always had Comcast. And remember when he had like the DirecTV? Was it DirecTV?
Howard TV.
Howard TV, where you like had to, I made my husband like switch everything over so we could watch that.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that Lori and I have talked about, I think it was on one of the previous episodes, is like, and you touched upon it a bit as well, like, you know, Howard's influence. So, you know, indirectly, and even sometimes like subliminally, we'll hear him talking about something and be like, oh, you know what Lori mentioned before, like, oh, hair gel. Maybe I should try that, get that hair gel for my teeth.
Yeah.
Or, 100%. Literally just got the hair gel that he uses for my stepdaughter.
And you're able to get it. Remember when you couldn't find it during the pandemic?
No, they sell it I live in Manhattan. He's crazy. They sell it at so many places. I can find it anywhere. And you can find it on Amazon.
And I have to like when I have to like teach the communication, kind of like how to communicate better, or when I talk to people about like, oh, here's how you can communicate better, I use his vocal fry thing constantly. And I quote, and I quote Howard with that. I was like, well, is Howard Stern, like he's probably the first person to bring it to
100%.
And every time I hear that, kind of, I laugh so hard.
I'm laughing right now because my husband and I were watching the news, and it was like a horrible, horrible like accident that happened. Mm-hmm. And there was this police officer, and she was all in uniform, and she was talking about like this poor person that died. And the first thing that came out of her mouth was, so we're like, oh no, like the serious update.
I was on a plane.
Like the worst vocal fry. I'm like, yeah. Lady, you're trying to give like this serious update on like this poor person that's passed. And the first thing came out of their mouth was like, oh, so we met. I'm like, oh my God.
I was on a plane last night, and this woman like the whole time was like, I was like, oh my gosh. But yeah, so.
You guys are nice about it. So when my company has interns sometimes, and the last time we had an intern class, one of the girls came in and she was like, hi. And I was like, what's the matter with your voice? When I know what's going on. I know she's got vocal fry. And I was like, are you sick? She's like, I don't think so. I was like, well, you sound like you got laryngitis, and we do not do that here. Like, no, 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 no. So either go gargle, project. Go home, but yeah. No, no, no. I'm like, I don't know what's going on with your voice, but it is. I'm like, I think that you might have laryngitis. I don't know. This is pre-COVID.
Like and the frogs, when he does like the frogs
100%. I literally shamed her. I was like, you cannot, that is not how you speak. But I didn't say that. I knew she had vocal fry. And I was like,
see, we have Howard.
Yes. Yes. And that's what I try to explain to people. And this is what Lisa and I talk about all the time, which is
we're insane. Like, just, you know.
That's it.
Yes.
But,
yes.
But the fact that we are so well informed about these things. I mean, he didn't make up the term vocal fry.
No.
You know, he started talking about it. He's like, why do the Kardashians sound like that? And Robin was like, well, because a psychologist calls that vocal fry. And then they do, and then mm-hmm. they read articles about it, and then they informed us.
He brings so much like to the forefront. And like you said, he reads 4 newspapers a day.
Yeah.
He is well informed. So when he talks about a subject, he's looking at it from a lot of different angles. I don't always agree with everything he says.
For sure.
I don't think we should agree with everyone. But
that's okay.
I do think if you think of like his listeners spread all over. And we even know like when people call in from other countries that are listening to him, he brings up topics that maybe someone didn't think of. And maybe, you know, maybe I should find out like what my senator like thinks about that. Maybe I should give that like a thought. So I really like that he brings issues up and talks about it and puts it out there and gives his opinion. But also says like, this is important. Like he's like, this is important. Go find like
Herschel
out.
Walker.
Mm-hmm.
Herschel Walker.
I never,
and
yeah.
The Herschel Walker, what's going on in Georgia. And it doesn't affect.
I never knew.
Yeah,
exactly.
But now, you know, mm-hmm. do you think he's going to re-up? I don't know what I'm going to do.
Do you think he's going to renew after his 5 years?
Yeah.
I feel like he will. But it won't be, I mean, we're down to 3 shows a week. I mean, I feel like it might be less than that. I just don't think that he would be satisfied just painting all day.
Agreed.
I just don't see that. And then, I mean, unfortunately, his parents are at that age. And I've been kind of like nervous, like this whole summer break, something was going to happen with his mom and dad. But I think when he doesn't have that going on where he has to take care of them. I think he's going to need something to do.
I have, so my vote is, and this again, I have, this is all theory, hypothesis, not factual.
Really, Lise?
nobody sue me.
What's his agent's name? Don?
Don Buchwald.
Don Buchwald.
Please, please, please. So I think I'm with you. I think some sort, like, I think, yeah, for sure. 5 years. Yeah. He's probably not going to be the three days a week. Will there be content out there? Yes. Perhaps some sort of like once in a blue moon type show special event.
Like David Letterman?
Like David Letterman, like a Netflix type of thing. Mm-hmm. I first, like, I see, like, if I envision, like, how, if I was in content, I would see, like, oh, okay, gearing up to his last year, what is this going to be? And then there'd be a whole documentary based on his last year and be on Netflix. So I see some sort of an evolution between the streaming and, like, the visual and still have that interview, kind of like Oprah, to use it a comparison, where she kind of on Apple TV.
We speak your name, Howard.
Exactly.
We speak her name.
Exactly. We speak her name. Where she has those special interviews. So something like Letterman / Oprah, where he's popping in, popping out, or there's something going on in the world today. It gives him a forum to be able to kind of come in and say his thoughts.
I don't think he's going to be gone.
No, he'll still be there in some sort of, like, he'll evolve into something else. And I feel like maybe visual. I don't know.
But does Beth want him every day?
Okay. I don't think he's ever going back to the studio.
COVID, I don't think he is either.
He's never. And by the way, because he's not going back to the studio, he can do everything from home.
Yeah.
From any home he's in. Yeah. So that makes his life really easy. But yeah, I do foresee him needing a reason to live and go on. And, like, he's got to flex that muscle, and that muscle, that fart muscle, that, you know, burp muscle, that's not going away.
So,
you know,
what if scenario? So we keep referring to Howard, and of course, like, again, front and center band leader, but would that include Robin? Would that include Fred? Robin's in some capacity?
Well, of course, Robin, I don't, you know, Howard doesn't want to do the show.
He wouldn't do it without her.
Without her.
Mm-hmm. Howard 101 is an entity, you know, life will go on. So I do give a lot of credit to Jason and the producers and the ones that we don't even know about, because they're the ones that are coming up with, like, you know, the summertime stuff. It's the amount of,
they're keeping the lights on. I call it.
Yeah.
100%. And I think it's really interesting when they come up with the specials, and I'm like, it takes an enormous amount of work. It really is incredible. But, you know, the summertime is when you really start to hear, like, oh, they've been doing, I mean, the amount of mystery guests they were doing for such a long time. I don't even remember.
They create all these packages and they just have it in the bank. So, like, there's so much stuff that they're working
They were
on.
So good. And, like, that A through Z one was so good too.
That was incredible.
Yeah, I agree with you. I just, when you're talking about, like, people in the office, and if you could remember when he played the prank on Sal, and he thought that, and Sal thought
Sal's
that they
crying
really,
because he doesn't, he couldn't pay for it.
Because he was late and he thought that he ended the contract.
Yeah.
Because Sal, what happens when you're late? He's like, what? So I can't. So
hi.
Just so
this
you
is,
know,
this is Sal Gubernale.
Actually, we'll tell you something that no one knows, Bonnie.
I'm gonna beep this so that only Bonnie knows.
He's gonna spill it. all about Sal. It's going to be amazing.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I'm a turtle.
Yeah. I was saying that to my husband earlier today. I was like, oh my God, Sal, like I'm a turtle.
Bonnie, you've said it all. You've said a lot. It was really nice having you on.
Oh, so nice talking to you guys.
It was so nice meeting you. I'm so happy.
Meeting other Howard fans.
Yes, for sure.
And we've got more female super fans coming up. But you're our first official, we didn't know you before today, female super fan.
I know. I'm like, Gina. We knew Gina.
Hi, Gina Gallucci. She's on tour with Lady Gaga. Yeah. Actually, Gina Gallucci, her episode, other than Marianne from Brooklyn and Perez Hilton, was the highest rated
podcast.
We couldn't believe it. Like, everybody loves Gina.
Oh my God, Gina. Yeah. I was like, gosh, she's pretty, like, she does so much. And then she was like, all the things that she was at behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm. Gina's the best. She's on tour with Lady Gaga right now. I think it would be a really good idea for you to assign your students to listen to this episode of the Pawpaw, and then write some kind of socio, you know, just like, why do you, like, you know, baby's basically a pro and con. Half the room has to write why people listen, and half the room has to give a defense of why they shouldn't.
Hey now, we hope you enjoyed part two of this episode. If you're interested in watching or listening to more episodes of the Pawpaw Podcast, visit our website at thepawpawpodcast.com. As well, it contains links to our social media. Additionally, if you're interested in being a guest on the show, feel free to reach out to us an email at thepawpawpodcast@gmail.com. Disclaimer, the Pawpaw Podcast is in no way affiliated to the Howard Stern Show. We are a podcast run by fans for fans.